We are inviting you to a Christmas fundraiser that you don't have to attend. Skip the Dinner is Care Impact's fundraising non-event. Instead of dressing up, going for a banquet, you stay home or go shopping. Do whatever you want. Keep your valuable time and give hope from wherever you are. And this year, every year-end gift or pledge is doubled by a generous donor. So your Christmas generosity goes twice as far to strengthen the network that equips churches and community partners across Canada. If you want a simple way to make real impact this Christmas, go to careimpact.ca/skipthedinner. This one's for anyone who's ever made a casserole with love and then found out the group text kept going without them. Let's be honest, sometimes caring feels more like carrying everyone else's needs, emergencies, and expectations, stacked silently on your back while you smile and say, "Happy to help." And over time, all that quiet effort starts to feel less like love and more like emotional weightlifting. You sign up to bring snacks, just snacks, and 3 weeks later, you're coordinating volunteers, sending reminder emails, and learning what a gluten-free, nut-free, dairy-light muffin is, all because you made eye contact at the wrong time. This is messy advice for people who care, for anyone who keeps showing up with love while secretly wondering if invisible labor counts for heavenly rewards. This is Johan on the Edge of Helpful, here to talk about care, calling, and why emotional labor should at least come with loyalty points. Today's question gets honest about something many of us feel but don't always name. Let's get right into it. I care deeply about others, but sometimes I feel bitter or resentful when I help. I don't want to stop caring, but how do I keep going without feeling used or invisible? Hey, if you've ever loved with everything you've got and still walked away frustrated, you're not alone. According to a 2023 Angus Reid study, 63% of Canadian caregivers reported feeling unseen in their roles, especially those providing emotional or informal support to others. And this isn't just about people doing ministry endeavors, the ones handing out the volunteer t-shirts that all end up looking the same, and therefore unseen or invisible. It's the quiet caregivers, the unofficial chaplains of casseroles. Check-ins, the emotional triage, showing up with fanfare and slowly fading into the background. The ones who sign up first, clean up last, and somehow always end up holding the group chat together with duct tape and emojis. We're not burned out because we don't care. We're burned out because we do. Caring doesn't automatically make you a saint. And feeling resentment doesn't make you selfish. It makes you human, with limits, with expectations, and probably a half-used punch card for serving too often. Caring without resentment isn't about pretending, it's about pacing, and most of us have been sprinting on empty for a while. Sometimes serving joyfully feels less like ministry and more like emotional DoorDash, delivering comfort and connection while your own tank is on empty. You show up early to set up chairs, you stay late to clean up, drop off meals, say yes to one more thing, and when no one thanks you, or worse, when people just assume you'll do it again, you smile politely, go home, and start sautéing onions because at least they'll give you a reason for the tears you were already holding back. But what does the scripture have to say about this?
Let's get biblical, biblical.
Let's look at Luke 15. In the parable of the prodigal son, we often focus on the one who left home. But tucked in at the end of the story is another character, one a lot of us quietly relate to, the older brother that didn't leave. He didn't waste the money. He stayed. He worked hard. He carried the load when his brother left. And when his runaway sibling returns and gets the royal treatment, a robe, a ring, a fattened calf, a big party, you can feel his jaw tighten from across the field. He hears the music. He smells the barbecue and he stays outside. And when his father comes out to invite him in, the older brother lets it all spill out. "I've been slaving for all these years, I've never disobeyed, and not once did you throw a party for me." That's not bitterness out of nowhere. That's years of effort unnoticed. That's someone who kept saying yes, quietly, reliably, and is now wondering why it doesn't feel like it mattered. And here's what's beautiful. The father doesn't scold him. He doesn't say, "You should be more like your brother." He says, "You are always with me, and everything I have is yours." It's not just a correction, it's a reminder. You belong. You've always belonged. Not because of what you've done, but because you're mine. Maybe the older brother isn't the warning we've made him out to be. Maybe he's the honest one, finally voicing what caregivers and behind-the-scenes people have felt for years. And maybe part of healing from resentment is not pretending you're okay, but remembering you were never unnoticed by the father who sees it all. Your value isn't based on how much you give. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to feel. To not always be the one holding it all together. Love isn't about running yourself into the ground. It's about showing up fully, not flawlessly. So if you've been carrying on fumes, this might be your sign. Step back, take a breath. You are not a resource, you are a person, and you matter too. And just know that your father sees you in what you do in the secret. And hey, this is an opportunity for you to see the others that might go unnoticed around you, to recognize them and the work that they're doing. And if you want to join the conversation, go find us on our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook. Join a group of like-minded people and get into the conversation. We'd love to hear your stories, especially the parts that don't look picture perfect. Until next time, keep loving, keep laughing. And if you've ever whispered, "You're welcome," to a room full of ungrateful chairs, solidarity. And maybe take a week off from setting up the chairs. And always remember to stay curious.